Of the many saints and martyrs the turbulent 20th century produced, without doubt, Jean Vanier stands among them. As has been well documented over the past week since his death, Vanier, the son of former Governor General Georges Vanier, founded L'Arche in 1964. L'Arche communities now exist in many countries throughout the world and provide dignity and friendship and compassion for all their residents. Vanier's writings and speeches, and most of all, his actions, have collectively brought a degree of faith and light into our world that may just be unsurpassed in modern times. Vanier understood the deepest loneliness and the greatest joy of being human, and he shared with others without hesitation his knowledge and his wisdom. One of the many books Vanier authored is about the gospel according to St. John. Vanier walks the reader through John's gospel, pulling us deeper into the mystery of Jesus. He writes in this book about the very text we heard read this morning, John chapter 16. Here, Jesus cryptically says this to his disciples. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a child is born into the world. These words are a bit of a mystery to us, just as they were to the disciples at the time. It is, in fact, a little unclear whether Jesus was talking about his death, which will cause the disciples to sorrow, and his resurrection, after which they will rejoice. Or perhaps he was speaking of his ascension to heaven, after which he will not be seen, and also his coming again in glory in the future, a time of great joy for all the earth. Thinking about these cryptic words of our Lord, Vanier heard in them something else. Vanier heard in them a description of the many deaths and the many births of the Christian life. Like a woman in travail, the Christian must experience pain and suffering, and even a form of death, all before experiencing the joy of new life. This pattern of death and rebirth is something Vanier lived many, many times, and he wrote about it and described it and called others to live it as well. And it's the pattern of existence established by Jesus himself. Like a ladder set between earth and heaven, there are many steps the Christian walks on their way to the Father's house. Each one involves dying a small death before experiencing a kind of rebirth. Many deaths and many births make up the rungs on our way to heaven. Among the first of these deaths the Christian must die is death to the illusion that we are the center of our universe. We are programmed to put ourselves first. Our needs, our wants, our desires come before all other considerations. But Jesus once said, if anyone desires to be first, the same must be last of all and servant of all. At some point in our spiritual maturation, we must die to self and be born as one who sees and feels the needs of others even more strongly than our own. Another death the Christian must die is a death to the belief that status and honor are prizes to be sought. As long as our goal is to be well regarded, to be well liked, we will find ourselves pushing others down to raise ourselves up. Grieve and allow this impulse to die within, Christ warns us. He once said, when you are invited to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, but go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. We must die to this impulse, and we must be those who lower ourselves that others may be raised up higher. As Christians, we must also die to the desire for wealth, that is, accumulating wealth for wealth's sake. Jesus said that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Wealth can be a means to an end, but it cannot be an end in itself. Jesus warned us, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Generosity within one's means is a sign that one is dying to their earthly treasures. Many of us will need to die to our independence. Independence is attractive to us. We desire to be in control and unfettered by the needs and hopes and wants of others. But the Christian life is, by definition, a communal life, lived by sharing both joy and sorrow with others. Sometimes age and illness can drag us unwillingly toward dependent living. Jesus told Peter, truly I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go. He said this to indicate the kind of martyr's death Peter would suffer on an inverted cross. But the same could be said of many who must rely on others to be dressed and bathed and to eat, like some of those who live in the large communities that Jean Vanier founded. In some ways, independence could be said to be an unnatural state. Humanity is, in truth, designed to live with and for the other. All of these many deaths that I have described, and many more, were familiar to Jean Vanier. Throughout his life, he died to status, he died to wealth, to independence, he died to many of the ways of the world. And yet, I think it could be said of him that he knew a kind of joy that many never even taste. Because each death was followed by a new birth. Each new birth, another step on the ladder, another movement toward God. The last death that all must face is, of course, our literal, natural death. Vanier's death came after many years of good life, and my hunch is that he approached it with a sense of peace. If we have, throughout our life, died these many smaller deaths, death to self, death to power, death to control, to domination, to riches, to independence and esteem. If we have died these smaller deaths, we can approach our final death having already completed much of our dying. Jesus said, whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Vanier gave his life many, many times for the sake of Christ and the sake of those Christ loves. It can be said without hesitation that this past Tuesday, Jean Vanier was given true life. Like a woman in travail, his hour had come, but now he remembereth no more the anguish, for he has been born anew. May God grant that it may be so for us. Thanks be to him who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.